What kind of, what's been decided for today, Musi? What kind of systems are you going to do? Are there any decisions, or was it just talk? It's empty. Yeah. All right, it's the other side. All right, so what do we have to do? Talk about what's written here? That's what we'll do today. As of today, there's something you're doing in society, some changes. So explain it. It's my proposition. The entire group must be divided according to circulation and work among friends. What we do outwardly, what we do inwardly. Alright, what we do outwardly is our work like in a factory, and that's what we'll call it. And it has to be like any other factory. There's no comradeship there, but it should be built like any other working place with bosses and workers, and we should not be confused in our relationship in that factory or circulation, and we should not confuse that with our social relationship. There we are workers in a factory, there are bosses, there are employees, and that's it. And the managers must employ workers only according to their on a professional basis, not on a friendly basis. And the managers should relate to their workers like in any other working place. That has to do with circulation, distribution, factory, everything that does not concern the group. And the spiritual group, the spiritual work, the group is a different story. First of all, we have to determine that this is the more important than circulation in the factory. Developing the group is the first and foremost thing. It is the single most important thing. There's nothing more important. So any operation should be first of all weighed according to the unity of the group, to make sure it doesn't directly or indirectly harm the group. That has to be the first test. Only afterwards comes everything else. In a factory, it also be like that, because there might be some ramifications. Who knows? In the factory, someone comes to me and say, and the man wants, I don't know, maybe they want $50,000 or something. Maybe it'll be a problem for the group in some way. And this problem will stop social development somehow. Who knows? I don't have examples right now, but we have to check each and every act in life, in our private life, in our domestic life, in our work, and make sure it doesn't harm the group, the unity of the group, unification of the group. That has to be the test first and foremost. Next, we have to do, we have to have a committee of social relationships where there will be a few people who are special people by attributes, by wanting to participate, by an attitude of concern for the spiritual level of the group. And this committee must work on the greatness of the Creator and greatness of the goal in the group, so that this problem of the greatness of the group and the greatness of the goal will be primary problem and the only problem actually of each and every person in the group, and that goal, the greatness of the Creator above all the obstructions, all the problems, that I will just think like that and that's it, and that will determine my every decision, my entire approach to life. That committee will be the leading spiritual committee of the group, and its decisions will be made public, and after the group is asked about it, these decisions will be carried out. This committee will also be able to determine, of course, relating to the entire society, but this committee can also bring to a situation where people who are not worthy of being members will be expelled. If that is so, then the participation of in the factory of these members will also stop. There's another committee, which is a committee to criticize the committee for special relationships, which also has special people. The special thing about them is that they see the faults in the level of each person toward society, how each person does not influence society enough. They have this ability to see that. This committee is subject to the first committee for the development of social relationships and supports it, helps it. This committee must provide data, information, so that the relationship among the friends will be improved every time by the information that this committee will provide. This committee cannot carry out anything meaning whatever consequences it comes to, whatever conclusions it reaches, it must bring to the first committee and to the assembly of friends. In and of itself, it is only a testing committee, a criticizing committee. It is not one that performs. Okay, that's it. That's what he wrote. I wrote this? When? A year ago. So now you found it? Good. Do you think we should add to it? Add and do this first. You want another committee, a committee that operates like a police, yes? No. Ask how to carry out these rules. So, for the better and for the worse, meaning someone who performs. Suggestions for operations, these two committees do that. The first committee checks the relationship and improves them and decides what to do. The second committee, the first committee is like a positive committee. It works on the greatness of the Creator. I don't know if it exists or not. The second committee tests which faults each person has with regards to what we do to the greatness of the Creator, yes? Now, from what they see and decide, now they should perform. It's not written how to do that. In this note. So we have to think about it. Normally, it's simple. There's an assembly of friends, and it should decide if it should be carried out or not. But there has to be a decision. There's no such thing as talking and something remains as it was. There has to be a decision, registered decision, and then it should be checked, meaning we should learn from it. Did we do right? Did we not? And maybe in the next phase, what was good before will be now bad, and so on. This has to be quick. To the extent that it is operated, you will advance. You should do it in yourself too. One committee, two committees, and who are you? Neutral, one who operates these committees. You want to operate these committees? Alright, so we'll see how you operate yourself, and we'll see how if you're worthy or not. How can I see? Well, by exterior signs. Of course, I don't know the soul. I can't hear what you're saying. When you say me, do you mean me or just anyone? Anyone. So you're asking about your active participation in the committees. You're not they'll act without you even if you don't operate them. Of course we need to activate these committees so that we can rest. If we were all alert, then we would need a committee. Why do we need a committee? Because we can't all deal with it. And even if we do decide, the next minute we forget about it. So there's someone who should not forget, who is forbidden to forget. That's the committee. But each person should do it, of course. You can do the same work with them, though you are not obliged to do it, and come to them and constantly tell them and express your opinion in this committee and want to participate in it. Okay. I hope this committee will become the entire group, the first and the second. But it's a fact that it's impossible. That's why we chose people who have this attitude and this criticism and the desire and necessity to crystallize society. And we put our destiny in their hands. If they do not operate, then they'll be punished for it. They should know that. We should understand that this is completely collective group thing. There's not a single person here who is detached from another and can be negligent or anything like that. It's just that we don't have a choice, so we have to have this device like a committee. But there's no such thing in spirituality. It's against spirituality, these committees. It's because of our weakness that we have these crutches. What about criticizing the factory? You talked about only the society. And we're not talking about the factory. We're talking about only about society. There it's a different story. How do we make sure these committees work properly? I think you should just get in there and do it. Make it happen.